Hello, Blakey. I can't really tell if maybe the microphone is too far away from my laptop speakers for the game audio to come through properly. This isn't the game audio yet. This is not the game I'm playing. This is like a little stand-in. Hang on. Maybe I'll just try lying my microphone down over here. No? There we are. I can just gently rest against the power button of my laptop. Oop. Like that. Is that a bit better? Hi, Blakey. How's it going? Welcome to your Secret Santa gift. Look at us. Oh shit, fuck! Okay. The microphone just ran away a little bit, but it's okay now. Sorry, things are a little precarious. Yeah, I've decided to make you a series of the Daniel Cage Let's Plays podcast project as your Secret Santa gift. Cause fuck man, that's free! I don't have to pay $20! I mean, shipping to goddamn California, America is gonna be not nothing, but cheaper than buying a real gift, huh? So yeah, buckle on in, buddy, to your old seat there, your CD listening to seat, because I will have I haven't done this yet at the point of me recording, but I plan on burning these episodes not to data discs, but to actual CDs. So that you can plug them into your CD player and listen. And that's it. Maybe you can rip them to your computer and get the MP3s out and listen on a, I don't know, device? Like your phone? Whatever you might normally listen to a thing on. You can do that. Or you can listen, I don't know. In whatever way you want. Whatever way you want to listen to a bunch of CDs of a podcast. That's how you're going to listen to it. Hello, Blakey. Alright, so what game am I going to play? I mean, let me just hit pause on this track, Sleepwalk, by the guitar and banjo tutor Rob Burassa. Rob Burassa. Not a Patreon supporter, a real man. Yeah. Whose videos I really like watching. I inherited a banjo from my dad when he skipped country. And I went online and looked for banjo tutorials, and I found Rob Burassa doing a whole bunch of banjo tutorials. I grew to really like watching him. He's got this really sort of, I don't know, hangdog, sleepy, dopey, downtrodden kind of look. And he kind of speaks with a quiet northern accent-y. And then you get your thumb here and you pick your banjo in the top spring, and then he talks really kind of low key and quiet like that, and then every now and again he has this talking alarm clock which is on a computer on his program which he uses for some reason, and it'll pipe in and go like, Rob, it's 3 a.m. beep beep, and then you go like, holy shit, Rob, what are you doing with your life? Anyway, that's not what this podcast is about. This is the first episode in a Pokemon ROM hack series. I'm going to be playing a Pokemon ROM hack. You like that? That's what you do. I'm doing what you do. It's not backwards, although I thought of doing backwards. But then I thought, hey, you actually played quite a bit of backwards because you play it in like fast forwards. And it sounds like a big challenge and like maybe, I don't know, maybe not a challenge that I can meet. I don't know. And also I didn't really want to cover the same ground that you covered twice already. So I just went online and I wanted to find a random ROM hack that you might not have heard of or played before, you know? And there's enough of them out there that I think I've succeeded. I found a ROM hack of Pokemon Leaf Green called Pokemon Advanced Adventure. And I don't know anything about this at all. I don't know what it's about or what's up, except that the description began... I read the first few sentences of the description, and it said, Hi, I make ROM hacks, and I've always believed that the original Well, the Pokemon games, they're all exactly like each other, you know? It's just battling. It's not a real story. And it's just the same thing again and again. So I decided to make a ROM hack, which... ... and then I just stopped reading. Because obviously they've tried to make a bit more of a narrative thing. So I was like, oh, that's good enough for me. I've never heard of it. I'll play it for Blakey. So here I've got my Game Boy Advance emulator on my laptop computer. Visual Boy Advance I'm using. I'm going to file, open... Santa Claus Saves the Earth? No, I don't want to play that. Pokemon Advanced Adventure 2013. No items match your search. Really? Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, I can't... What? There's no ROM file in the zip... Oh, yeah, unzipped. No! Wait. Maybe I can keep this going without Editor Dan having to get involved. Hang on, an IPS file? Is that a normal... What's Santa Claus? Santa Claus is GBA. The fuck is IPS? Okay, I think I might have sorted it out. You probably play a lot of these games and you know exactly what's going on. And I think I've just learned what's going on. So let's see. If I just double-click this ROM file of the vanilla Leaf Green, maybe the... Visual Boy Advance's automatic, etc. will blah 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 take care of everything on its own. Let's double check. Let's single check for the first time. Seeing a white screen. Getting, nothing happening. Nothing happening. Hey, goddamn, we did it. Sweet. Game Freak. Oh, Jesus. Let's turn that down. And we're looking at some pretty standard looking Pokemon introduction cinematics. Two purple Pokemon fought each other. One of them was one of those Nidorinos, that's it. Pokemon Advanced Adventure. Press start. Oh shit, does this look right? It looks like there's some weird visual artifacts in this game. And the press start option is kind of greyed out, like it shouldn't actually work. But let's try pressing start anyway. And the audio quality is shit. The 1M subcircuit board is not installed. What? What? Controls. The various buttons will be explained in the order of their importance. What? What was that about the M1? Ah, the arrow moves the main character also used to choose various data headings. Are you enjoying this yet, Blake? It's just for you, bud. There's no one else listening. It's you and me, Blakey, playing this ROM hack together. Oh, what a sweet and private moment. Oh, I better make it really good. Shit, I was on the Discord channel earlier today and everyone's already got their goddamn presents and I haven't even made, let alone sent mine. So, yeah, let's get to making these memories, oh, Blakey old bud. Alright, the A button, you use that to confirm a choice. Check things, chat and scroll text. The B button, used to exit cancel a choice and cancel a mode. Start. Select. Left and right. If you need help playing the game or how to do a thing, press the L or R button. Select. Shifts items. Registered item is used. Start. Press this button. Open the menu. Let's get to it. This hack was created by Absmay. DBZ May of Poker Community Forums. Thank you to everyone who made this hack possible. Enjoy the hack. Have fun and leave feedback. You are the child of the poorest family in town, and you only wish of having your own Pokemon. Oh, jeez. You are bullied, and you have no friends, due to your economic status. Oh, jeez, we're a real putt-putt joins the parade in this game, aren't we? I'm bullied and have no friends because of my economic status. Oh, get ready to burn the fucking system down, Blakey. Maybe I shouldn't be swearing so much in this private moment between you and me. Yeah, I'll tone it down, huh? on the old cussing. It's no good. But one morning you wake up and you feel like things might turn in the right direction. Press the A button and let your adventure begin. So, by the way, this is going to be a Nuzlocke. And it's going to end whenever it ends. I mean, yeah, I'm not committing to how long the series I make for you is going to be. Hello there, glad to meet you. Oh, looks like Professor Oak. Welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Oak. People affectionately refer to me as the Pokemon Professor. This world is inhabited far and wide by creatures called Pokemon. Look, there's a Nidoran female is using as an example. For some people, Pokemon are pets. Others use them for battling. It's just standing in an abstract space under a blue spotlight talking to me. As for myself... Oh, help. Shit. I accidentally hit the bumper button. The right bumper. Exit thing. I study Pokemon as a profession. I need to be careful not to do that. I'm playing this with an aftermarket a Super Nintendo controller, USB controller, plugged into my laptop. It's pretty cool. I sucked the Nidoran back into the Pokeball. First, tell me a little about yourself. Oh, man, I really haven't thought about this. Now, tell me, are you a boy or are you a girl? Well, I'm a little boy, sir. Oh, wow, I look like a dickhead. Okay, this is... Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. This is a fan-made sprite of Ash Ketchum, I think. Let's begin with your name. What is it? Or if it's not a fan-made sprite, the Pokemon... The Nintendo artist who makes sprites, they... I don't know, took a sickie that day and they got the understudy in to do this sprite. Let's begin with your name. Oh, boy, what is my name? Yeah, I really haven't thought about this. What shall I name myself? Should I be Danil? Yeah. This is a real Daniel K's Let's Plays podcast project playthrough. So this is a real Daniel K's Let's Plays podcast project playthrough. So my name's Danil. D, select, A, N, L. These are the non-canonical adventures of Danil. In between finishing Pokemon Blue and starting Pokemon Silver, this is the adventures that Danil got up to. Okay. Right. So your name is Danil. Yeah, it is. This is my grandson. He's been your rival since you both were babies. What was his name now? Red, Ash, Keene, or Geki? I like Geki. He's Geki. Oh, was it Geki? Yeah, it was Geki. Oh, that's right. I remember now. His name is Geki. Yeah, he looks like a cool guy. Had like a bar mat tucked into his belt, black shirt. Danil, says Professor Oak. Your very own Pokemon legend is about to unfold. A world of dreams and adventures with Pokemon awaits. Let's go! Whoop, 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 whoop. Here we are in my room. I'm staring at a video game console in front of a computer. Let's have a look at what the console is. Danil played with a NES. Okay, it's time to go. I can get into bed. Here I am. I've got my classic little Ash Ketchum hat on with a little symbol on it. Red hat, white symbol. There's a computer over here in the corner. Oh, I booted up the PC. Let's have a look in the item storage. Let's try withdrawing an item. Oh, look, there's a potion. What a surprise. Potion is selected. Listen to the audio quality of this. Hang on a second. Damn, that sounds fuzzy. It's weirdly fuzzy. That's strange. Anyway, we withdrew one potion. Oh yeah, Nuzlockes. They have rules, don't they? Yeah. I'll switch off the computer. Yeah, in your Nuzlockes, I admire you for this. You refuse to use... Interrupted by the cat. You refuse to use items in battle. Wow, yeah, that's a no-brainer, because items can sometimes make it a bit easier to win battles sometimes. But not for idiots like me, who struggle with children's games like this. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do the standard three rules of the Nuzlocke. Name all the Pokemon, only one per area. When a Pokemon dies, it's a dead Pokemon. I've just examined a dresser. It's a nicely made dresser. It'll hold a lot of stuff. There's a bookshelf here. Can I examine that? It's crammed full of Pokemon books. All right, let's just get the hell out of here. Let's go see if our mum is a Psyduck or something. I know, she looks like a human woman. Hello. Hey, Daniel. Looks as if we won't be able to eat again today. We really are the poorest family in all the land. Arrgh. Anyway, Professor Oak was looking for you. Why don't you go talk to him? Okay, Mum. Leaving the house now. Oh, I wonder what the starter... Ooh! This is nice. This is... Oh, shit! It's Professor Oak. He's seen me. He's running up to me. He was just out here next to my house. This is not the standard pallet town. This is... We're like in a cabin in the some nice green-looking woods, and there are flowers on the ground. This looks nice. Oak says, Daddle, I've been looking everywhere for you. Some bad news has come up, and I really need your help. What? You don't think I'm serious? Fine. Here, take this. I just got given something. Daniel received a Pokedex. Oh, this is serious. Oh, I'm an official Pokemon trainer now. Oak says, still think I'm joking around? Didn't think so, Daniel. Meet me in my lab. I'll be waiting for you. Intrigue, Blakey. There's intrigue. Ah, what kind of environment am I in? I'm in a nice, a wooded environment. I'm looking around. It's nothing to the... My path is blocked to the east. My path is blocked to the... Oh, not blocked to the north. No. Oh, the woods continue stretching to the north. To the west, there's another building. Oh, I stepped too far to the west and now I've stopped. Daniel says, what's that? And now I'm running. Ah, oh, it's a Pikachu on the ground. Daniel, this Pikachu looks like it needs some serious help. Let me put it in a Pokeball and take care of it. I just got given a Pikachu. Daniel received a Pikachu. Is this following the story of the anime? I hope not. This isn't, is it? This is, maybe this is what this person imagined, like, the prequel to the anime being. Like, Ash getting his start, getting his Pikachu. Although that must have been covered in the anime. I really don't remember. Okay, to the south there's a white picket fence. I can't get anywhere to the south, but there's a beautiful pond with some lovely trees and flowers next to it on the other side of the picket fence. There's a building here. The Pikachu was sitting on the front doorstep of the building when I decided to save it by putting it in a Pokeball. Let's see what kind of building it is by reading the sign out the front. Oh, nothing happens when I read the sign. Okay, I guess I need to enter the building to find out. It's got a backyard. It's fenced off, and there are shrubs and Pokemon roaming around in the back, out the back of the building. Let's enter the building, shall we? Oh, it's Professor Oak's lab. Hey, come up here, says Professor Oak. Daniel, I never thought I would turn to you for help, but my grandson has gone crazy. He has become bloodthirsty. I don't know where I went wrong raising him, but he wants to use Pokemon to kill. Holy moly. Thus, you have been chosen to stop him. I've seen you before. You are very tough. Tough enough to eat nothing but dirt for a week. I have faith. Yeah, that's really tough. Takes a lot of toughness to be starving. Yeah, I have faith in you. And to show that faith, I will award you with this Pokemon. Take it. It's yours. Holy shit, there's a Pokeball on the desk. Fuck! I mean, gosh darn! It's Geki. He ran into the building. Sorry to spoil your little party. Oh no, I've asked for help by hitting the shoulder buttons again. I'll just quickly exit. Ah, but I'll be taking this. Oh no, he stole my Pokemon. Geki got an Eevee. Oh wow. Geki says, just came by to tell you, Grams, do not try to mess with me, family or not. I will not tolerate resistance. This is your last and final chance. And stop hanging around with poor smelly kids. It's embarrassing. Anyway, smell you later, suckers. And off he runs. What a baddie. Oak turns to me. Daniel, as you can see, he's out of control. He's a very powerful man. He has 8 subordinates. What? He's your nephew? Your grandson is a very powerful man, Oak? I thought he was a kid like me. The 8 subordinates are scattered across the land. Defeat them and obtain proof of defeating them. Then, and only then, will you be able to defeat Geki. Best of luck, Donal. You're going to need it. Oh, before I forget, take this. I obtained the TM case. Donal put the TM case in the key items pocket. Now get going, Donal. Wow. What a game this is turning into. Wow. My audio really peaked when I said wow just then. I hope the audio isn't too shit for you, Blakey. I don't know, that would be a shame if I went to all this trouble and the audio turned out shit. Hey, there's a portrait on the wall back here. Let's go look at the portrait on the wall in the lab. Oh, no descriptive dialogue has been coded into this hack. That's fine. We're going to exit the building. The sprite of the Pikachu is back. Hey, let's just have a look at the Pokemon in our bag. Yeah, here's a Pikachu level 5. Oh, it's a female, it's a lady. I didn't get to name it! It's just called Pikachu. Wait, that's not fair. Summary. Pikachu, type Elector. Lacks nature. Okay, cool. Met in Hero's Village at level 5. Where's its move set? Oh, here we are. I have to go to the right. Here we are. Stats. HP 18 out of 18. Attack 11. Defense 9. Special attack 10. Special defense 8. Speed 14. Has very high speed. Pretty high attack. Not great. I don't really know how stats work. Maybe you do. Next level in 91 points. Ability, static, paralyzes on contact. No one moves, growl and thundershock. Groovy. So let's have a look at this other Pikachu sprite on the ground here. Can I interact with it? It just froze. I froze the game. Blake, I froze the game. Okay, we've got to be careful of that. Oh, jeez. Okay, cut back to when I've played back to this point again. Alright, there we are. I've played back to where we were up to. Let me just double check that my Pikachu has the same stats, huh? This will be interesting. Oh, this one's quirky. I kind of miss my lax Pikachu. That's interesting. Where were those stats? HP 20 out of 20. Attack 10, defense 9, special 10, special 10, speed 14. Those are better stats, aren't they? No, attack was... wait. Well, here we go. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Okay, so yeah, let's just leave the place. And the game-breaking sprite is gone this time. It's not there. Okay, good. Good, I'm glad. Yeah, I'll never ever again be affected by weird broken shit in this Let's Play. I'm looking forward to that never ever coming up again. Nothing like that. Alright, I guess we head north. I don't have any Pokeballs yet, do I? In my bag? Oh man, that's irritating. Hang on, let me just quickly change my control. My joypad around. Configure 1. Button A. Change that to button... one? No. Change that to button... joy button 1, button B, joy button 2. Okay, cool. Back to... there we are. Alright, yeah, we're heading north. I don't have any Pokeballs yet. Oh, there's another building up here, tucked in amongst the sort of randomly scattered trees in this wood. Let's just enter the building. So it looks like another house. This one's, this one looks bigger than our house. There's a woman on the ground floor. Let's speak to her. Danil, please save Geki and bring my baby back home. This just isn't like him. I'm depending on you, Danil. Okay, that's Geki's mum. There's no stairs up, even though looks like there should be from the outside. Must be some kind of hidden first floor weird house dungeon up there or something. Yeah, so I don't have any Pokeballs yet, so if I get in any Pokemon fights, it doesn't count. Do I have a town map? How do I find out? Key items. No map. I can't tell what route I'm on or what town this is. Okay, there's a path leading up through the forest, but there's what looks like one of the professorial aides guarding the path. Let's step in front of them. Oh, an exclamation point appears on the top of their heads. Hey, wait! Says the guy. Professor Oak told me to give these to you. He said it was about time he did some charity. Daniel received the running shoes and 5 Pokeballs. Shit, fuck, it's on for young and all. I mean, gosh darn. We got Pokeballs, Blakey. Now we're cooking with Pokeballs. Good luck on your journey, Daniel. Obtain the Pokeballs. Daniel put the Pokeballs in the Pokeballs pocket. Okay. Oh, there's a sign up here. Read the sign, please. The sign doesn't say anything. Hey, DBZ person. Oh, Route 1. Here we are, Route 1. And there's some long grass. We're gonna catch our first Pokemon. I'm in the long grass. I'm walking through the long grass. Oh, we're in a fight. What's it gonna be? Oh. Okay, first of all, my sprite from behind looks really special. Oh, it's very special. I applaud whoever made this game, but this is a special looking sprite. And it's a Pidgey! Blakey, it's a Pidgey. How am I gonna catch this without killing it? I'm just gonna chuck balls. Just chucking balls, that's the strats. Cause an electric type move will kill it. Okay, I'll waste 2 balls just chucking. And if I don't catch it with 2 chucked balls, then I'm gonna risk an electric attack on it, even though I've got 2 levels up on this Pidgey. Yeah, Pokeballs. Use Pokeball, use. Chucking a ball. Daniel, use Pokeball. Chuck the ball at the Pidgey. Level 3 Pidgey. It's a female Pidgey. Oh, it's in the ball. It's wiggling around. We caught it! We caught the Pidgey! Gotcha! Pidgey was caught. All right. Pidgey's data will be added to the Pokedex. Forest Pokemon. Pidgey, tiny Pokemon. Height 1 foot. Weight 4 pounds, a common sight in the forests and woods. It flaps its wings at ground level to kick up blinding sand. Give a nickname to the captured Pidgey? Yes, sir. Okay. Wait, where's my phone? Where have I put my phone? Shit. I've lost my phone. Oh, there it is. It's behind my pillow. Yeah, I had an idea for how to name these Pidgeys. You wanna know, I mean, all these Pokemon which I'm gonna be catching in this Nuzlocke. So I've just gone on Wikipedia, I've looked for every single important figure from history with the name Blake. Given that this whole series is gonna be a little private Blake homage, Blakey homage, everyone's gonna be named after a Blake, a famous Blake from history. So, yeah, we've got Blake Clark, an American actor and comedian, born 1946. Bortles, Blake Bortles, an American football quarterback, born in 1992. So it could be Bortles the Pidgey. But I see here Blake Beard, something about a online broadcaster or something, Let's Play, I don't get it. But so yeah, this Pidgey's going to be named Beard. Beardy. Yeah, I'll just name it Beardy. B. E. A. D. Y. Beardy the Pidgey. Okie dokie. Yeah, I didn't see what that Blake was famous for. Something about, I don't know, something about podcasts. Alright, we keep on walking up. Now, wait, let's have a look at the stats of our new Pidgey Beardy. Level 3. Summary. Beardy. Bashful. It's bashful in nature. Met in Route 1 at level 3. Has a day job as a lifeguard at a local Californian swimming pool, or maybe the beach, I don't know, probably a pool. Type, normal and flying. Here we are. Attack 8, defense 8, special 7, special 7, speed 8. Ability, keen eye, prevents loss of accuracy. Oh, that's good. Hey, who should we grind? I mean, there's Pidgeys in this grass, so we'll be grinding old Pikachu. Should I rename... Oh, Rattata. Should I rename my Pikachu to a name I chose? No, I guess it's just going to be Pikachu. Fine. Thundershock the Rattata. Pikachu used Thundershock. Rattata used Tail Whip. Yeah, I can fast forward my game too. It might be easier to, to grind with the fast forward button down. It fast forwards things up to like 10 times, I think. Ah, my Pikachu gained 24 experience points. Let's just see what's up this way. Yeah, this is a really winding, boggy, muddy path through this interesting-looking woods. Oh, a Zigzagoon! That's pretty cool. Wild Zigzagoon appeared. Go, Pikachu. Is Pikachu good enough to have as my main Pokemon in this playthrough? I don't know if Pikachus are actually good or not. Pikachu's attack fell, Thundershock. It used Tackle, we're down to 17. Thundershock it again. I'm just going to reach over and have another sip of Sangria. I'm enjoying a delicious red wine and orange juice cocktail. Red wine, dry red wine mixed with Harvey Fresh, a local West Australian orange juice. It's ashy and gross. Alright, Zigzagoon fainted and Pikachu blah blah blah. Let's see what's up to the north here. More muddy... more muddy paths, long grass. It's not a very straight path. It's winding and boggy and obstructed by many trees. But I see an item on the ground. Let's pick that up. Obtain the Great Ball. What? A Great Ball this early on? Okay, game, sure. Whatever you feel like. Yeah, and there's, like, branching paths, I think. Or there was another way I could have gone back down there. Another Zigzagoon. Quickly gonna find it. I'll tell you what, I'll just cut to when it's dead. It's down, it's dead. Violent Zigzagoon fainted. Pikachu gained 25 experience. Yeah, I quickly want to go back and have a look at another random encounter. Another Zigzagoon, cut to when it's dead. There we are, dead. Zigzagoon fainted. Pikachu gained 25 experience points. And leveled up to level 6. Hooray! Pikachu grew to level 6. Attack 11, defense 10, special 11, special 11, speed 16. And learn Tail Whip. I mean, could have been worse. Yeah, is there another path I could have taken here? What's over this way? Is this anything? Is this like a hidden item or something? Another Rattata, cut to when it's dead. There we are, Rattata fainted. Is there hidden? I'm expecting to see a hidden item. Oh, wait, was this just the... A Pidgey, I'll kill it in real time. Maybe this was just the... Maybe it's not a branching path. Maybe there's no hidden item down here. Wow, real time sucks when you've got a... Here we are, super effective, dead in one. I'm glad I didn't need to try and... try and hit that Pidgey with a Thundershock, because it would definitely have killed it. Yeah, I've just walked all the way back out of the forest. To Heroes Village is the name of the starting town. So I'm just going to quickly run back to my mum and rest up, because my Pikachu took a little bit of a beating. Hey, Daniel. What? You're going to be put in life-death situations to save the Pokemon world, she says. Okay, have fun. Is that it? Did she heal me? No, she didn't. She's not a Pokemon Center. Let's talk to her again. Oh, it's the same thing. What if we go upstairs and get in bed? Down we go. Here's bed. Get in bed, please. No, there's no... There's no healing to be done. Oh, shit, that puts the pressure on a little bit. Oh, maybe Professor Oak. Let's quickly run to Professor Oak. Cut to when I'm at Professor Oak's. There we are, he says. Defeat Geki and save the Pokemon world. And that's all. Okay. I need to try and get to, like, the first town if I want to... If I want to do any healing. Oh, that's no good. Alright. Route 1. Let's run through it. Rattata. Cut to when it's dead. Dead. Pikachu gain experience. 24 of it specifically. Two more fights like that and we'll be at the next level, I think. Keep on going. Oh! A Sentret! Hello, Sentret. Level 3. Wild Sentret appeared. Go, Pikachu! Now, Pikachu's currently on 13 out of 22 health, so we need to be careful. Pikachu used Thundershock. Oh, critical hit, dead in one. Bang. Wild Sentret fainted. Oh, that was easy. Yeah, I think one more fight, or maybe two if I'm not lucky, and we'll go up a level, which will be nice. Yeah, there was no branching path at all. It was just winding enough to make me think it was branching. It's Rattata, cut to when it's dead. Done, dead. Pow! Wild Rattata fainted, and Pikachu gained 24 experience. And grew to level 7. Hooray. Pikachu grew to level 7. Yeah. And that's it. Oh, I can run, because I got the running shoes. Okay, so I'm now up in an area where I haven't been yet, of this forest. I've gotten in another fight. It's another Sentret, cut to when it's... Oh, level 4. Yeah, cut to when it's dead. Hey, another critical hit! Oh, those Sentrets, they're so easy to crit. Wild Sentret fainted, Pikachu gained 32 experience. Yeah, so the forest kind of opens up here. Lots of grass on the ground, and there's an item on the ground over there. Let's go get it. Get that item. Obtain the Pokeball. Then I'll put the Pokeball in the ball's pocket. Cool. Alright, another random encounter. Another Rattata. I need to start worrying about my Thundershocks running out. I've only got 12 of them left. Let's just use two more of them. There's one. Oh, it tackled me. I'm down to 12 health out of 24. Use another Thundershock. And it's dead. 24 experience. Doing good, Pikachu. Getting kind of nervous about the number of electric shocks I've got left. Looks like I can go up to the north or explore to the east. Let's try going east. Oh, it's a dead end to the east. And it's a random encounter with a Rattata, which is now over. Bang, dead. Oh boy. Blakey, we're down to 9 health out of 24 on our Pikachu. We just gained 32 experience points, though. So let's go take the northern path. Soon I'm going to need to use that potion, I think, unless this, there we are, out of the long grass. There's a sign here. Oh, come on. The signs are broken. The signs don't say anything ever. Normal village. Here we are. Oh shit, a guy just saw me and he's talking to me. Hey, he says. Looks like a little boy. He's got a yellow backwards cap. Who sent you here? Oh, Professor Oak sent you here? Then please, you have to help us in this city. Along with 7 others, Geki has stripped our free will and has enslaved us. Please, Danil, defeat the 8 subordinates and tyrant Pokemon scattered across the region. Then and only then will you be able to take on Geki. Danil, deliver justice and return peace to the Pokemon world. Best of luck, Danil. Okay, thanks, kid. Hey, look, there's a Pokemon Mart. Where's the Pokemon Center? Where is it? There's just a house here, and then there's a kid in the street. Come on, Pokemon Center, where are you? Oh, there's a gym up there. There's a sandy path leading out of the town to the west. Here we are, Pokemon Center. Dun da 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 da. Dun da da da. Welcome to Pokemon Center. Would you like me to heal your Pokemon to perfect health? Yeah. Okay, I'll take your Pokemon for a few seconds. Okay, thank you for waiting. We've restored your Pokemon to full health. We hope to see you again. Okay, so we've gotten to the first town. This feels like a pretty good place to end the first episode. But, in fact, an even better place would be after I've leveled Beardy up from level 3. Because level 3 is not high enough. So I'm going to duck down, I'm going to do some grinding, I'm going to grind Beardy against some wild Pokemon. I'll just cut back to when I go up my first level, huh? Here we go, here goes the grinding. Oh, hey, cool. So I'm just fighting this Rattata. I haven't gone up any levels. I swapped Beardy out for Pikachu, Rattata tackled me, and then it's paralyzed because of my static abilities. And now I'm going to Thundershock it to death with one of my 30 Thundershocks. Bang! Yeah, this is cool. Alright, it's going well. Back to grinding. Hey, Beardy grew to level 4! Fantastic. Nice. Attack plus 1, defense plus 1, special everything plus 1, HP plus 2. Great. Pikachu gained 12 experience points. Yeah, back to grinding. Oh, sweet. Beardy grew to level 5. I just killed a Pidgey all on my own with Beardy. A level 3 versus a level 4. Now a level 5. Beardy learned Sand Attack. Okay, let's grind a little bit more, shall we? Hey, up to level 6. That was the quickest level in the world. That was 2 fights with 2 Sentrets. Amazing. So now Beardy's attack is... it's boring to read out the stats. Beardy's just better. Back to grinding. There we are. Beardy grew to level 7. Good job, Beardy. Back to grinding. Aha! Pikachu grew to level 8. Wonderful. Pikachu learned Thunder Wave, the paralyzing move, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Back to grinding. Hey, Pikachu grew to level 9. Okay. Well, back to grinding. One more level. I want a level 10 Pikachu and a level 7 Beardy. Let's get to it, huh? Hey, there we go. Pikachu leveled up to level 10. Wonderful. My max HP is now 30, my attack 16, defense 13, special 16, special 15, and speed 25. And I'll just make my way back up to a normal human village, normal village it's called, and I'll end the episode here. So I'll file, save the game. There we go. And yeah, this episode is going to come to a conclusion. Stay tuned, or pop in the next disc, and you'll hear episode 2. I think this one will work out to be about 40 minutes, maybe a little over that. And I think each of these discs holds 80 minutes, or can play 80 minutes of audio. So I don't really want to risk sticking two episodes on one disc, because I might go over if the next episode goes longer than 40 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pad out the rest of the runtime with, yeah, some music from my personal collection of MP3s that I like. Yeah, some music that I like. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's going to be like a little mixtape. I'll try and keep it sort of a little bit, I don't know, genre, or maybe thematic, cohesive, so it's not just like a weird jumble on every disc. It's like maybe you'll get one type of music on one disc, and then the next disc will have more music. Yeah, and these, yeah, that's it. Okay, that's it. I'll just finish it now, and then you can stick in the next disc after you've listened to some music, maybe, and then you can hear episode 2 of the Daniel K's Let's Plays Project podcast presents the Blakey Secret Santa Gift Exchange Pokemon series, in which I play Pokemon Advanced Adventure. I hope you've had fun so far, and then I hope you continue to have fun when you listen to the other episodes of this series. Hope it goes good. Hope it doesn't go too long. Yeah, I'll see you around, Blakey. This has been good. For you, it's been good for me. I've had fun. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun doing this. This is goddamn great. This is so much fun. All right. Bye bye.